This morning's reading is from Matthew 10, verses 11 to 20. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for you, than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Amen.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you to Muriel for reading those words. I know there's a lot in that, and we're not going to look at all of those. We're just going to concentrate on a little bit of it. You know, people love nature programs, particularly on television. And whether you've been watching Spring Watch or whether you remember the iconic Blue Planet programs, whether you like the Great Cat Diaries or the Elephant Diaries, Animal Park, Planet Earth, you will have seen amazing pictures of wildlife. Polar bears, orangutans, lions, eagles, all sorts of things. And some amazing photographers, men and women who wait patiently in terrible weather, brave the harshest of conditions, and take risks to bring us those pictures. And probably the most familiar voice of all on television, that of David Attenborough, who makes these things seem to come alive and just adds a certain something to them. But you know, before cameras were invented, before the word digital had any meaning, before documentaries, the only tools people had were their own eyes. People observed animals and the wildlife around them. They had an understanding of nature. And Jesus was one of those who observed the world around him. He saw so many spiritual truths in nature around him. Story after story arose out of his acute observation of plants and animals and wildlife and just nature. Now today we're looking at a time when Jesus was preparing his followers to do his work in the world. The work of the kingdom wasn't to be done by him alone, but by his team, his disciples. They would eventually take centre stage as Jesus was to leave them and no longer be here on earth. And that's where we find ourselves today. Like those early disciples, we're sent into the world to build the kingdom of God, to do the works of the kingdom, to proclaim the life of the kingdom. And so the words of Jesus for them are also the words of Jesus for us here and now. Now, Jesus said our mission won't be easy. We're to be like sheep in the midst of wolves. And I could say a lot of that, but that's another sermon for another day. My focus this morning is on the first instructions Jesus gave us as to how to live as Christians. And he said, be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. And he begins with that jaw-dropping surprise, be like snakes. And most of us come to this animal picture with our own baggage, and many people don't like snakes. So much so that there's a word for it, ophidiophobia, the word for those who are frightened of snakes. And if you know your Bibles, you might rush to the book of Genesis and say that it was a snake in the garden who called Adam and Eve to fall from grace. But in the ancient world, snakes were not all bad news. In some places, they were a sign of life and healing. In Egypt, they were worshipped. Moses put a snake on a pole and people looked at it and they were healed. In Jesus' time, Jews treated snakes with respect. They understood they weren't actually vicious killers. They simply became aggressive when they were threatened. And Jesus commends snakes for being shrewd. Well, that's the English word that the NIV Bible uses to express the original Greek. To me, the word shrewd's a strange word, not a word I use in general life. Other versions use words like wise and clever, crafty and cunning. But I think the best word that I've ever seen is the word smart. What Jesus is referring to is a way in which a snake can be smart, and he'd watch more snakes than you or I ever have. Firstly, I think snakes are smart because they have a great awareness of their surroundings. That's why they're so well camouflaged. They settle in a position they can hardly be seen. You think it's a stick, a rock, a stone. They're masters of the art of camouflage. They're so smart to find places where they can be hidden and not spotted. And they're not just aware of their surroundings, they're aware of the presence of food, be it a fly, an insect, or some bug. They're smart because they're alert and watchful. They're smart because of their ability to catch their food. Just watch them dart out their tongue to catch the fly or insect or bug. And they can tell the difference between an inedible stone and an edible insect. With timing that's amazing, with accuracy that's deadly, with power, they shoot out their tongue. And that's the key to the snake's survival. Right angle, right timing, right target, right speed, right power. So Jesus is saying, be smart. Be like that snake. Be aware of what's going on. I think Jesus showed incredible awareness of what was going on. If there was a difficult question, a trap, well, he was aware, he'd spotted it first. If there was a strange situation, well, he'd seen it already, it didn't catch him out. He was aware of his enemies and their plans. He was aware of human weakness. And most of all, this is what kept him going. He was aware of God, aware of God's love and care and protection as the great shepherd of the sheep. And then, as well as his awareness, I admire Jesus' ability, his ability with difficult questions, with difficult people, his timing, saying just the right things at the right time, the accuracy of those words, who will throw the first stone? Go and sin no more. The power in the stories of the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son, that hit hard and still hit hard today. Jesus was as smart as that amazing snake. And so that's how you and I are to live for Jesus in the world, like the snake. We have to be smart, we have to be clever. Christians are not to be dull or boring or stupid. We need to be aware of what's going on in the world. We need to be aware of dangers and opportunities. Discernment to know when to lie low, and discernment to know when to strike with success. We need to be people with our eyes open, alert, keeping our wits about us. You know, we live in a world of fake news. You can't believe all that you hear. We need to see what's behind those newspaper headlines. They're not always right. We need to understand that politicians and rumors say things that you can't always believe. We need to know what's going on in the world today. So what does Black Lives Matter? What does that mean to the church? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to Histon Baptist? When do we need to change? What do we need to challenge? What needs altering? What is God saying to us today? And we need to be smart, not just in our awareness and our knowledge of what's going on around us, but also in our ability to act with sure and certain timing. Now, I don't surf, but those who surf tell me that you have to catch the wave, you have to take the ride, you have to take the opportunity when it comes, not rush in too early or else you'll miss it, not wait too long and hesitate or you'll lose your opportunity. Individuals need to learn from that snake. We need to learn to be aware of our community, of people around us, aware of their needs, their questions, and where they're at, and then have the ability to act in the right way at the right time, discernment to take the right angle in the right place. So we're looking at the advice Jesus gives us on how to be Christians in a hostile world. And firstly, we have to learn from a very smart snake. Secondly, we have to learn from the bird that can be seen as special in so many cultures, the dove. And the dove still carries symbolic meaning and significance today. In the church, the dove's the symbol of the Holy Spirit. In the world, the dove is a sign of peace. And perhaps because of its white colour, the dove can be a symbol of purity and innocence. So as well as being smart, we need to do the work of Jesus with purity, that is, with integrity, with honesty, and with openness. And that, I think, gets the balance right. We have to be smart and not naive, but we have to be honest and open and never deal with anyone in falsehood. Which means we don't manipulate people, we don't deceive people, we don't bribe people by offering rewards. And that's been a mistake that the church has made in the past. We've done it. We've said, well, come to church and we'll give you this and that. We've bribed people with free handouts, drawn people in perhaps for the wrong reason, got people there under false pretenses. And as individuals, we've fallen down on our integrity, our purity. Some of that we know of. We're very aware of our lack of purity in some areas. And there's lots that go on that we're unaware of. So we're called to live in the innocence and the purity of the dove. And look at the total honesty and purity of Jesus. People could absolutely trust him. You got what you saw. There was nothing hidden, no pretense like the religious leaders. He said what needed to be said. He challenged what needed to be challenged. He practiced what he preached. He was the great truth teller. There was no falsehood in him. He was as innocent as a dove. Which is why Pilate could say at the end, I can find no fault in this man. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that could be said of the church? But I know we're fallen people. We've got a history. And some of that history, quite rightly, we're not proud of. We've made mistakes in the past. No wonder people don't trust us. No wonder some people feel uncomfortable with church. But we can't be defined by those mistakes forever. We have to go forward. We have to regain trust. We have to be seen as people who are honest with no hidden agenda. People who will own up to their past errors. People who will admit that some things we got wrong and some things we don't understand. We need to be seen as people who are real and honest and open, as innocent as doves and as smart as snakes. Do you know, that was some nature study lesson that Jesus gave his disciples. I really wish I'd been in that class. Maybe this week God will teach us from nature. Maybe we'll see things and observe things and God will speak to us through them.